I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Natalie Robemed, and I'm the co-host of Infamous, a podcast about scandalous stories in pop culture. And we're playing exclusive, never-before-heard tape recordings of the most famous woman in the world, Taylor Swift. She's not infamous, of course, but everyone around her seems to come to infamy, like Kanye West or Scooter Braun. Stay tuned for a clip from Infamous from the other host, Vanessa, who met Taylor years ago and is talking about it now.
In 2009, Rolling Stone sent me to extensively interview Taylor in several different cities for her first cover. That's where these tape recordings were taken, and I'm sorry they're a bit scratchy, but they are a little old. She was so excited that the magazine was ready to anoint her.
Never in my life ever went to, I'm going to get a call that says, you're going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. Are you kidding me?
And yet, here we were. I was the reporter from Rolling Stone, and she was, indeed, going on the cover. I'd flown out to Los Angeles to talk to her, to really get to know her, and in some ways to analyze if she was going to be a big star, if she was going to be the kind of artist that we'd put on the cover again and again over the years, like Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan. Or was she going to be more like NSYNC? It's gonna be me. Even Taylor didn't know.
It's self-preservation. I try not to go too far out there and predict that I'm going to be so successful and all that.
Self-preservation. That's a good word to keep in mind with her because it's a term she used in our conversation over and over. And it's a thing she's done as an artist over and over. It's part of why she is still here and is today the biggest artist in the world. And yet, was I really sure she was going to end up where she's ended up? At the time, I was doing a lot of stories like this about young musical artists hitting a new high in their careers. I mean, I interviewed Justin Bieber for his first Rolling Stone cover, too. But in terms of Taylor, I didn't really know who I was going to meet. At the time, there was a lot of talk about how she was the new Leanne Rimes, another teenage country prodigy. That doesn't sound anything like Taylor, right? Leanne was a teenager when she got popular, but she sang like a married mom with kids. That's what you were supposed to sound like back then if you did country. But Taylor was very much a girl.
I'm 5 years old, it's getting cold. I've got my big coat on. I hear your laugh and look up, smiling at you. I run and run.
Now, she's not often that childlike in her songs. I mean, literally 5 years old. She's more like a modern-day novelist writing a book from a kid's POV. A girl who was just a sponge for humans' strongest emotions.
We've always got emotions going on, but sometimes it's louder than others.
Yeah,
and the trick is to write songs that's really loud.
If you couldn't quite make that out, she's saying that we all have emotions, and that sometimes those emotions are louder than they are at others. It's when those emotions are the loudest that she writes her songs. And for writing these songs, being in touch with these emotions, the Washington Post had called her the poet laureate of puberty, and millions of people were buying what she was selling.
At 16, her hard work paid off, and her debut CD was the number one highest-selling country album of 2007.
Taylor's second album, Fearless, came out before I met her. I listened to a lot of it in the car on the way to see her. She was getting noticed, and not only by me.
Yesterday, I woke up and went to the Beverly Center. Mm-hmm. This is so funny because my dad's never seen paparazzi before.
Okay.
Taylor, there's a guy behind that trash can. And I was like, Dad, don't point at him.
Yeah.
Not point at him. And it was so funny.
Do you worry about, like, pictures?
I think there's always that inclination to be scared that you're going to lose what you have.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you just be yourself, and if you focus too much on it to the point where you get paranoid, then you're not enjoying what you're lucky enough to have.
Yeah.
You know, when I get in those moments where you think, you know, what if someone says something about me that's not true, and what if, you know, someone, you know, see something and says it with something else.
Yeah.
You can do that all day until you drive yourself insane. But
yeah.
I've kind of started living by the motto of, I'd rather enjoy this than spend every single minute being afraid of losing it.
Listen to Infamous wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it couldn't be done. They say it bordered on impossible.
When someone says I can't do something, I usually agree with them.
And now, against all odds, this completely mediocre comedy podcast has done the unthinkable. They got listeners.
We got listeners.
No way.
Amazing.
Now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm so happy we're at Odyssey now.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
The Commercial Break Podcast. You heard it here last.